I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Emmylou Harris and Steve Earle, two wonderful singer-songwriters, no strangers to touring, and they've both championed different humanitarian causes with various benefit concerts. There were the concerts for A Landmine-Free World back in 1999, an Irish gala concert in Washington a year later, and they headlined an animal rescue concert a few years ago where they performed this tune written by Steve Earle.
I recall all of the nights down in Mexico. One place I may never go in my life again.
Now Emmylou Harris and Steve Earle are back on the road for Lampedusa, Concerts for Refugees. It's an 11-date concert tour sponsored by the Jesuit Refugee Service. Also joining them for the cause are other heavyweights, including Robert Plant, Buddy Guy, and many more. I spoke with Emmylou Harris and Steve Earle last Friday, just before the first date on the tour. Emmylou Harris was alarmed by the stories she had been hearing. Just the number of people on the move at last count, 65 million, was shocking. And she resolved to do this tour when she visited a refugee camp in Ethiopia earlier this year.
The camps I visited were basically unaccompanied minors from Eritrea, which is a country that's been so torn by war for 25 years or so. Here we have, in a holding situation, you know, these hundreds of thousands of young people who are going to be citizens of the world, and we have to decide whether we're going to take care of them and give them an opportunity for education and a life, or whether they're going to turn to the darker side, you know, because everybody needs to be taken care of, and we need to be the people that step up.
Yeah, people that are growing up, you know, kids aren't done yet, and they're going to become what they're going to become based on their experience as they grow up and the environment they grow up in. You know, when I first started going to Northern Ireland in the 80s, there were still gun trucks in the street, and you had to go through a bomb gate to get into the Europa Hotel. That ended. Everyone said that it would never end, and it ended mainly because of economic opportunity. It's way harder to get young men to take up arms against each other if they're employed, and that's a simple
and
fact.
And if they're educated, they know about
education,
that they're taught everything and not something in a madras where they're taught hate and fear.
So is that where kind of proceeds from this tour will be kind of destined to education for these young people?
Education is the focus.
Education in these camps, obviously everything was very rudimentary. You know, water has to be rationed. But I saw so much hope in these young faces, and they had English classes, they had computer classes, but they also had music classes and art classes, because the whole person and sports. I got my picture taken with one of the girls' volleyball teams. You know, being engaged in as much normalcy as we can give these young people, that they're in a place of safety. But this is just the first step. You know, education is the key, I believe, to saving the world right now.
Steve Earle, we think of the refugee crisis these days as the one in the Mediterranean, but you, as do a lot of people who have spent good parts of their lives along the U.S.-Mexican border, you know that migration,
Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, migration has long been a part of your own life, right?
Yeah, and it's one of those things that it's important to remember that right now, when I was growing up, there were lots of people, you know, coming across the border to San Antonio, where I grew up, who, you know, one part of the family were citizens and living in town, and other people would come across the border and work, sometimes for you know, Chicano-owned construction companies. I worked for some of them, and it was everybody told me I shouldn't do, but because it was they worked way longer days than the gringo crews did. It was one of those things when they wanted to get paid, so they worked way longer days, and But now, basically now, there are actually more people returning to Mexico, Mexican citizens returning to Mexico, than actually coming here looking for work. What's happening along the Mexican border are refugees from Central America, from absolutely, you know, states that we've supported that have really, really brutal governments that create refugees because they're in constant states of war, constant states of upheaval, and there are gangs that control almost everything. And by and large, the reason you see people coming and bringing their kids a very dangerous journey through Mexico, which is itself controlled by drug cartels, and to the American border, and sometimes sending the, you know, minors across the border, young kids across the border alone, is because there's no hope for them if they stay where they live. They end up being conscripted into gangs or killed.
The other day, President Obama announced he was raising total refugee admissions to the U.S. up to 110,000 per year next year. That's up from 85,000 this year. And at the same time, we're seeing the extraordinary support Donald Trump is getting. And he says, no more Syrian refugees, period. Deport 11 million undocumented people, some of whom we can assume are political refugees. What does it feel like to be touring right now and standing up for this cause in this atmosphere?
We'll let you know when we get to Nebraska. It's going to be different places. We're probably going to run into some pushback from some people. I'm doing this because Emmy asked me to, and she suits up and shows up for my stuff. So she called me, and originally I had other things I was already booked for, and I had to say no, and that plan changed, and I immediately called her back. This is a no-brainer for me, but I do understand that people are afraid, and that there are people that have a vested interest in keeping them scared. And so you just go out there and you deal with it. You go out there and we're singing songs. We're not throwing, you know, tear gas canisters back at the police. And that works sometimes. It doesn't work all the time, but it does work sometimes. That's been my experience.
Yeah, it's just trying to get people in the seats so that we will entertain them, but hopefully we will educate them. There's some film. If people can see these people, these are not numbers. These are not statistics. These are real people. I mean, when I was in New York, I met a young man from Honduras named Elvis, and I can't get more American than that. He took a terrifying trip on the top of a train at 15 to get away from the gang. I mean, it was like bodies in the streets. There was no life for him. And this family agreed to sponsor Elvis. He went to college. He got his master's. You know, this was 11 years ago, and he's this extraordinary young man who is a wonderful American, who is giving to America, to American culture, to American life. And he's just one person. I just was very, very moved by his story.
Emmy Lou Harris and Steve Earle helping to lead the Lampedusa Concerts for Refugees tour. We have dates at PRI.org. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.